Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. It's that time of year again when you will soon be seeing family and maybe some friends that you haven't seen in a while. At least here in the U.S., we are upon the holiday season. So I thought it'd be a great idea in this week's episode to talk about some vocabulary around family members. So make sure you stick around. Hopefully you will learn something and also learn about a new song. Entonces, vamos a empezar. Let's get started.
Bienvenidos! Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, mi gente. Bienvenidos al episodio 155. Welcome to episode 155 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. So before I get started with this week's episode, I did want to remind you, if you're listening to this in November 2022, when this episode is first coming out, as you know, this is the time of year when every language learner is filled up with Black Friday deals and discounts in their inbox. And of course, there's no exception here at Spanish con Salsa. I did want to let you know that we do have a few specials going on right now. If you go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/Black Friday, that's learnspanishconsalsa.com/Black Friday. You have from now until the end of the month, so November 30th, to take advantage of our discounts. We are actually giving away a free bilingual language learning planner, and this will help you make sure that you plan every essential skill that you need to work on as you work towards Spanish fluency. So we have a color-coded, amazing planner. This is a hard copy that we send to you, not a PDF download. You actually send it to you. It has 52 weeks. We allow you to write in the date so that if you skip a few weeks here or there, you don't have just this planner that says 2022 or 2023 just sitting around that you can't use anymore because it's all out of date now. You get to fill in all of those spaces, and it's about 6x9, so it can fit in your purse for the ladies out there who might want to carry this planner around with you. It's not super huge, and it's color-coded, so you know exactly what you need to work on, whether it's vocabulary, grammar, conversation practice. You can map all of that out in our bilingual language learning planner, which you can get for free if you sign up for a language coaching session to find out how we can really help you tackle the next 90 days of your journey to Spanish fluency so you know exactly what you need to do, and more importantly, what's the most effective way to get there in the quickest amount of time possible. So learnspanishconsalsa.com/Black Friday, and you will see that deal along with lots of others. We've partnered with a lot of amazing sponsors of the podcast, as well as other partners we've worked with in the past. They're all offering deals for their Spanish courses as well. So if you already have our course, you already have our planner, still check out learnspanishconsalsa.com/Black Friday. You might find something else that you can grab at a once in a year discount opportunity. So make sure you use this time to stock up on everything you need to get fluent in Spanish in 2023. So now that that's out of the way, I want to talk to you about family. So again, like I mentioned at the beginning, this is the time of year when you probably are going to be spending more time than usual with family. And we wanted you to be prepared so that you know how to refer to people when you're talking about some of these get-togethers. So I'm going to do this as usual con música. So the song that I'm going to be using is by Romeo Santos. It just came out in his album Formula 3, which just dropped in September 2022. And this is not a salsa song, it's a bachata. It actually kind of has an old school kind of bachata feel to it if you listen to the song. And we'll include in the show notes page the lyrics video so you can kind of follow along. LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/155 for episode 155 of the podcast. You can see more about the song there. But the reason why I chose this song is because the title of it is actually the title of a family member. And I'm not going to tell you just yet the name of the song. I'm going to actually go through some of the lyrics. I'm not going to go through the whole song. It does get a little bit playful, but it's a little dark, I think, towards the end. So I'm not going to go through the entire song. And I also want to get to a lot of vocabulary around family. But I'm going to start off with that using this song so you can kind of get an idea. So I do want you to think about who is the family member that he could possibly be referring to if you don't already know what the word means. So actually, I'm not even going to say it because some of you might already know. So I want you to guess. So it's going to be like a fill in the blank exercise. So keep you in suspense. Okay, so I'm going to start with like the intro to the song, and I'm going to go through like maybe like the first three verses. Well, probably like the first verse. I'm not going to go through the whole song. But I want you to guess who he could possibly be referring to. Okay, so the song starts out, compadre Romeo. So this is someone speaking to him. So just saying, hey, Romeo, my friend, compadre. Dígame. So dígame is tell me, it's like really informal. Dígame, ¿qué usted va a hacer con esa blank suya? So the blank is the name of the family member, so I want you to guess what it might be. Okay, so dígame, ¿qué usted va a hacer con esa blank suya? So dígame, ¿qué usted va a hacer is tell me, what are you going to do con esa, with that, and then we have the space, suya. So what are you going to do with that family member of yours? So you're going to have to guess what that is as we go through the song. And then he kind of responds, bueno. It's like, well, esto no se sabe dónde vayas a parar. Esto no se sabe dónde vayas a parar. So, well, he's saying like this, who knows where it's going to end or how it's going to end up. All right, so then the song kind of starts. At the beginning, this is Romeo Santos now. Assuming he's talking to his wife or his girlfriend, he says, Descubrí nuestro problema. So I've discovered our problem. No fue efecto e cuarentena. So this e is really the word de, so like from, but it's sort of like shortened here. So in the song, you're not going to hear him say de. It's going to say, no fue efecto e cuarentena. So no fue is it wasn't. En efecto de cuarentena, so it's not because of like the whole COVID quarantine that's been going on over the past several years. He says, era tu maldita madre de metiche y bochinchera. Era tu maldita madre de metiche y bochinchera. So, all right, era, so it was, tu maldita madre. So maldita, not the best word. Maldita is kind of like damn. So it comes from like the word mal or malo. Mala. So he's saying maldita. Maldita madre. And I think we all know madre is mother. De metiche y bochinchera. So both of these words really are referring to like somebody who gossips a lot. Someone who's nosy. So metiche is like your nosy mother. Bochinchera, like she likes to cause trouble. Kind of like a... what's the word that we would say in English? Sort of like an instigator, right? Someone who's always there to kind of stir up some trouble. So he repeats that twice. And then he says, yo que fui tan bondadoso. Yo que fui tan bondadoso. So I, or me, you know, I've been so kind. So fui, I was, tan bondadoso. So bondadoso is like I've been very, very kind. Le abrí las puertas de mi hogar. le abrí las puertas de mi hogar. So, le abrí is like, I opened for her las puertas de mi hogar. So, I opened the doors to my home, you know, for her. Pero, si yo me descuido, pero si yo me descuido, so, this pero is but. Si yo me descuido is like, if I'm not careful. So you should know the word like cuidar. It's like to care for. So descuidar is like if you're not careful. So he's saying, you know, if I'm not watching my every move, if I'm not watching myself, if I'm not careful, te hace ponerme el divorcio. Te hace ponerme el divorcio. So he's saying if I'm not careful, then she's going to be the reason that we get divorced. Like she's going to make you want to divorce me. Tú me pones el divorcio. So you'll be about to divorce me, okay? And then he says, y no me digas. So no me digas is like, don't tell me. Mama te quiere. So he's saying, don't tell me that your mom loves me. Porque tienen un doctorado en joderme. Porque tiene un doctorado en joderme. So this is like kind of a funny figurative way of saying she has a doctorate like degree. Like she's got a like she's a master in messing around with me or messing with me, right? She's always trying to mess with me. Es evidente tu corazón me gané. Es evidente tu corazón me gané. So it's obvious, es evidente or evident, tu corazón me gané, that I've won your heart. Y la bendita bruja no quiere vernos feliz. Y la bendita bruja no quiere vernos feliz. So this is bendita usually means like blessed, but in this case he's using it more like maldita. So it's like, and the word bruja is witch. So again, not a very positive context. And that witch, you know, no quiere vernos feliz. So vernos is, you know, from the verb ver, to see, and nos is us. So she doesn't want to see us happy. No quiere vernos feliz. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. Because again, like I said, the song gets a little bit dark after that. I'm not going to go into the little weird fantasy that the rest of the song goes into. But obviously, you know, you get the vibe from the song that we're talking about a female family member of a significant other of the singer of the song that is really out to get him, right? Like doesn't like him. Doesn't want to see them happy. And, you know, kind of stereotypical. Who would you think that he might be referring to? Which family member is known for not always being the nicest to another member of the family that might be in a relationship, right? So if you haven't guessed already, the name of this song is Suegra, which means mother-in-law, right? And so I know a lot of people this holiday season will be seeing their in-laws maybe the first time in a little while, because maybe a lot of you haven't even had a family get together with the entire family since 2020 when COVID started. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of go through some of the family members, right? So, you know, some of the names of some of the in-laws and then some, you know, some more typical family members. I'm sure you know some of the basic ones like, you know, hermano, hermana, brother and sister, tío, tía, uncle and aunt, right? A lot of people know those, but let's talk about some that you might not know about or may not use so frequently, kind of like suegra. So suegra, like I mentioned, means mother-in-law. So as you can see in the song, the name of the song is actually Suegra, and he's talking about sort of what he would want to do to her for messing with him and his relationship. So like I said, the song gets a little dark after this, so I'll put it in the show notes, learnspanishconsalsa.com/155, and you're free to kind of check out the rest of the song. I think it's kind of a catchy tune, although it, like I said, it gets a little bit dark. All right, so let's talk about some family members. Also mentioned in the song was madre, which again we know means mother. Padre is father. Hijo, hija, son and daughter. Something else important to know. So with hijo, if I say hijos, right, in plural, I can be talking about a mix of male and female children. So if I say mis hijos, I would be referring to maybe I have a son and a daughter, maybe I have two sons and one daughter. Doesn't matter. It would be hijos. Now, if I had more than one daughter, I would say hijas. Okay. So if I wanted to refer to both my parents, similarly, I would say mis padres. So padre is father, but mis padres, that means my parents, right? And of course, we all know papa, mama, mom, dad. And then also, just to refer to relatives in general, there's a few words you can use. You can say familiares, familiares. That just means like your family members, which in English, it kind of looks like familiar with S at the end, if you want to remember it that way, but it's familiares. Or you can say parientes, all right? And if you want to refer to maybe you have more than one brother or sister and you want to say you have siblings, you would say hermanos. So again, very similar to hijos, padres, hermanos. It kind of just includes both male and female in that group. All right. So let's talk about some extended family, right? So we already talked about suegra. So that's how you refer to your mother-in-law. But how would you say father-in-law? How would you guess that you say that? Suegro. Suegro, right? So suegra, mother-in-law, suegro, father-in-law. So then how would a suegro refer to his daughter's husband? Okay, so suegro is a father-in-law, right? So his daughter's husband would be what? His son-in-law. So that would be yerno. Yerno. And daughter-in-law would be nuera, nuera. So we have suegra, which is the name of our song, mother-in-law, suegro, father-in-law, then we have yerno for son-in-law and nuera for daughter-in-law. So you're probably familiar with esposo and esposa, which is husband and wife. So esposo is your husband or your spouse. A great way to think about it in English sounds very much like the word spouse. And esposa, that would be your wife. Now, let's say your esposo has a brother. How would you refer to that person? Right, so in English, that would be your brother-in-law. In English, it's really easy because everyone's just your in-laws, right? Father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law. So your brother-in-law in Spanish would be referred to as cuñado. Cuñado. And let's say your esposo had a sister, then she would be your cuñada or sister-in-law, cuñada. Okay, so those are some that maybe you had heard before. Maybe you don't use that often, but could be pretty useful during the upcoming holidays. And of course, some that you probably already know, your grandparents would be your abuelos, abuelos. So grandfather is abuelo. Grandmother is abuela. Grandchildren, so let's say you are taking your children for the first time or the first time in a long time to see their grandparents. How would your parents, right, or their grandparents, how would they refer to your children or their grandchildren? So this might be another one that you haven't used too often. How do you say grandchildren in Espanol? That one is nietos. Nietos. So that's grandchildren. So a grandson would be nieto and a granddaughter would be nieta. Nieta. So now let's say you are fortunate enough to have your abuela's mother still alive and part of your family. So you're the mother of your abuela, or la madre de tu abuela is bisabuela, bisabuela. That would be your great-grandmother. So how would you say great-grandfather? Bisabuelo, bisabuelo. So again, those are some that you may not have heard or might not be as familiar with. And similar to grandchildren being nietos, great-grandchildren, that would be bisnietos. Bisnietos. So great-grandparents, bisabuelos. Great-grandchildren, bisnietos. So grandson, bisnieto. Granddaughter, I'm sorry, great-grandson, bisnieto. Great-granddaughter, bisnieta. Right, so, and I know, like I said already, everyone's really familiar with tío, tía, which is uncle and aunt. And then you've got primos. Very, very common word in Spanish. lots and lots of cousins, right? Everyone's like primo. If you don't know how you're related to them, just call them primo, right? So primos is cousins. Obviously, male cousin is primo. Female cousin is prima. And then let's say tu hermana tiene un hijo. Tu hermano tiene un hijo. So how would you refer to that person? El hijo de tu hermana. That would be sobrino, or your nephew, sobrino. And let's say tu hermano tiene una hija. Tu hermano tiene una hija. Entonces ella es tu sobrina. Sobrina or niece. Okay, so I hope you have enjoyed that little review of vocabulary as it relates to family members in Espanol. And also, don't forget, you can check out all this vocabulary and the song Suegra by Romeo Santos at our website, learnspanishconsalsa.com/155 for episode 155 of the podcast. And as a reminder, our Black Friday deals are still on until November 30th. Just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/Black Friday. And also, if you want to learn more about how to get prepared to have these conversations with family over the holidays and beyond that, check out our Spanish Conversation Mastery course. In this course, you get over 17 audio lessons that will take you through some basic conversation phrases that you will need to know to have real conversations with native speakers in Espanol. We take you through 4 different modules that tells you how to talk about everything, all the way from making small talk to talking about your hobbies, likes and dislikes, talking to your family, talking about your family, your interests, even your opinions about things. So it gets really, really in-depth. And we do offer this course. And, you know, a lot of people are familiar with our Learn Spanish with Music course, but a lot of our members that are in the Spanish Fluency Club really do enjoy the Conversation Mastery course because it actually helps you go through some of those phrases that you'll need to be prepared to have conversations. So check out SpanishConversationMastery.com if you're interested in learning more about this vocabulary on how to refer to family and also how to have conversations with a family and extended family this holiday season. And you will get a discount, SpanishConversationMastery.com. We are offering a discount right now, so make sure you go check that out before the month is over. And as always, I hope something that you heard in this episode of the podcast has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.